Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Next hour brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, steakhouse, come on down.
Here's Ted.
Thanks, Phil. You know, we have got the best sirloin strip steak in town on the West Coast, I think in the whole United States. Come on into Ted's for a great steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted, I'm a little shell-shocked because we had a very emotional hour there.
You know what, Phil? I wouldn't have your job for $1 million. It's
Well, you said you needed some advice, and thank you for joining us this evening on our program, the Sports the Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. The last hour, we were talking about women.
Well, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. I thought that the gentleman you had on did sound sexist. I thought he sounded...
He was insensitive, I think, as to how to communicate with women because his whole business is geared toward men.
That is it, exactly. You know, I own a steakhouse. Probably a good 70% of my clientele, if you were to look at my clientele over the course of a week, is mostly men because of the lunch business we do. We have a lot of business lunches in here, of course, on the weekends. This is a great date place, but... you still have to learn how to talk to the ladies. And let me tell you, though, I learned how to talk to a lady some 17 years ago. Her name was Marcy, and she's my wife. And we have had a great marriage ever since. And we had, as you know, Josh, a great day 12 years ago when that little boy came into our lives. But I tell you, I'm having a problem because we have to punish him. Or at least discipline him, and I don't know, I'm at a loss as to show him how he was wrong. And I know that this is something that a lot of parents deal with. So after you find that woman, and after you have her picture photoshopped and find out what she looks like naked or whatever that crazy guy does, and you marry her...
Well, you were riding with your son home from school, is that right? Did you pick him up from school?
Yeah, I've been trying to spend a little bit more time with him. One of the worries that you have is when you're a dad is maybe you aren't cool enough. I'll walk into his room while he's playing a video game. I'll ask him, well, what are you playing? And he mumbles something. They don't want to be bothered. Or I'll say something that isn't the right game that he's playing. No father wants to think his son believes that he isn't fun to be around or he doesn't think young or isn't cool. But I'll tell you something, Phil. I just turned 40. And I still feel like I'm 22 or 23 years old. I want that. I want to know that I feel young and I can relate to my son.
All right. So you want to spend more time with him, and so driving him home from school is one of the things.
That's right. And so we're riding back up to the house, and Josh sees a classmate of his walking up the hill. It's a young man he knows by the name of Aiden Lockhart. Nice guy. Nice young man, according to my son. But my son said he's kind of weird. He says there's Aiden Lockhart. He says he's in my class. And he's kind of a weird kid. And so he said that. Now, I see this kid stepping onto a sidewalk at a cross street. And this is an opportunity that I think every father wants to be able to bond with his son and show his son that he can have some fun. So I see this boy stepping up onto a sidewalk. Now, off the street that he just stepped from is a veritable lake of water. I mean, it's probably about a half a foot deep. And I'm in the McLaren. And I said, Josh, let's have some fun. So I came up to this lake. We're doing about 35, 40 miles an hour. But as soon as I hit this puddle of water, which, like I said, stood about a half a foot deep there at the intersection. It's right there at Crawford and Bailey in Beverly Hills. I punched the gas, all right? For those of you who water ski, you know what a rooster tail is. All right. A rooster tail, Phil, do you water ski?
No, I my wife does. So it's a big... spray of water.
I got a real good rooster tail off of this and really doused this kid. And I said to Josh, of course, I'm screaming. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, really got the kid wet. And he's going to go home. He's going to dry up. It's fine. And so as a father, you want to show your son that you can have some fun. So I hit this water and this kid... it gets wet. Now, the next day I come home, and Josh is talking to his mother, and I want to know what's going on. Every time he's talking to his mom, I think every father knows that when a boy is talking to his mother instead of you, there's a problem. You know, there's a problem with the boy's manhood or what he's developing. And I said, what's going on? And he said that he apologized to this Aiden kid. Now, Phil, I got to tell you, it was funny as hell. I look at the rearview mirror because you can see this rooster tail of water just showering this kid. And Aiden says to me, he apologized. Now,
let me ask you something here. Did you hit the water? Did you hit this puddle with your car to splash that boy because you felt your son would enjoy that?
No, you got to hold on for a minute. You know, I'm looking in the rearview mirror. I see the kid is soaked, and you know, he's young. He'll dry off. And I'm screaming. I'm laughing so hard. I mean, I am screaming. I mean, that's how funny it was. And it's a moment like that that you hope your son can appreciate. And certainly you're trying to show him that you are a dad that has some fun. And you like to think it's a gift. I mean, that's really, it's a gift to your son of fun. And so I asked what was going on. He said he apologized to this kid. And the kid apparently has a cystic fibrosis disease, which is a disease of some kind. Now, all of this is going, and essentially the point is being missed. I made an effort.
This boy had, the boy that you splashed with water?
Yeah, but hold on for a minute. Before you're going to get some sympathy going here. You have to understand what the point is. The point is, I tried to bond with my son, and he turns around and apologizes to this kid, and that is basically telling me that I'm some kind of a, you know, to use the phrase that the kids like to use, I'm some kind of a butt log, you know, you know, the words that they use.
Well, you sound a little speechless. I mean, look at.
I am.
Look, the act of splashing that boy with water, your son obviously didn't see it as especially, he didn't see it as kind, since the kid is sick.
Why did he say the kid was weird? That's the thing. I asked him, you said the kid was weird. And my son said, well, he meant it because the kid's always dragging oxygen around. And I said, you know, look, it's a world, okay, that he's disappointed by what I did, but I'm disappointed by what he went behind my back apologizing to this kid for something that he didn't have to do. And he's rejecting me being cool.
Well, maybe your son didn't think it was cool that you split.
No, it is. And he doesn't want to see it because he is disrespecting me. It's as simple as that. Now, I have to punish this kid. And
do you? My question, Ted, is don't you think he was doing the right thing?
Well, no. Betraying your father is not doing the right thing. When your father is trying to be cool and you turn around and you turn that almost like the cool machine gun back on him, and you spray his body with bullets, how's that? I don't understand what that's doing. So you need to divorce yourself from this kid who has the disease and think about what happened to me. And I don't think that a lot of those kids that have those diseases are ever going to feel normal unless they're treated like normal kids. Otherwise, their whole lives they're going to have those bad seats at basketball games and so on and so forth.
All right, Ted. Maybe you're right. Maybe bonding with your son is this kind of mischief. Your son apologized to that boy.
No, but he said the kid was weird.
Well, he said he was weird because the kid's got cystic fibrosis, so he has to drag oxygen.
Right, and I was bonding with my kid on his level. Now he turns around and apologizes to the kid, and he's basically calling me lame. And that is what really hurts.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So your question is how to punish your son.
Absolutely. I mean,
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Well, what have you done so far?
Well, I did the natural thing. He's confined to his room. He's not allowed out. We are not going to let him out until he recognizes that what he did is, I've been trying to bond with him, and I know he thinks I'm lame to begin with. Now when I did something that I thought was a lot of fun, now he really thinks I'm a lame ass, excuse my language. And so he's basically just looking at me and saying, no matter what you do, you're always going to be lame. And that is disrespectful.
When you hit the water with your car, that's your McLaren, right, the SLR?
That's right, $350,000. And when I punched it, and I got the RPM probably up to about 4,000 or 5,000, I punched it through. Yeah, it doused the kid. And
how old is the kid?
12.
Didn't you feel bad for that kid getting wet?
it wasn't about the kid. It was about my son, Josh. Okay, it's not about this kid. But look, first of all, you got to understand something. The kid's got cystic fibrosis, so he probably has people absolutely... he's probably got a maid waiting at the door with a towel. All right? He's probably got a maid waiting at the door with a towel and a grilled cheese sandwich. Okay? Now, this was about my son saying he's a weirdo, and so I did something...
What, that you do to weird kids? See, to me, that's kind of a... I don't want to say a bullying tactic.
No, it's not. No, it's not bullying.
All right, but I mean, when you said
it was like the time that I ran over those ducks and my son was crying to his mother. You want to see a little bit of manhood. You want to see your son begin to grow up a little bit, and what you constantly get back are soiled diapers. In other words, you want to say to your son, "Son, be a man, enjoy life," and he hands you diapers with his. You know, his excrement in it. And I, you know, as a father, I say, where...
Do you feel you failed that boy?
No, I don't think I failed him.
Do you think your wife has?
No.
And you think it's a failure that he apologized to that kid?
No, I don't think it's a failure that he apologized to the kid. What he should have said to the kid was, wasn't my dad cool hitting you, rooster-tailing that water all over you, and then say, you know, are you okay? Because the kid does have a disease.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted is the owner of one of the big steakhouses in town. He's talking about driving his son home from school and hitting a puddle of water and splashing some kid from his son's class who his son said was kind of a weird kid. Turns out the kid isn't so much weird as he's got cystic fibrosis, so he has to have oxygen during the day. So basically what Ted did was splash this kid with water. And his son apologized to the boy. Ted wants to punish the boy, not because he apologized, but because he should have first acknowledged how cool his dad was for doing something like that. And I understand that dads want to be cool with their kids. And Ted was trying to be cool. Oh, man. What?
He was talking.
Yeah, Ted?
Phil, I got to tell you, I don't find this funny at all.
No, I'm sorry, but what you're saying...
No, I do want to bond with my son. And when you're laughing about me trying to bond with my son...
Well, you said you want to be cool.
Yes, same thing. Now you are... That's the third time in the side of 4 days... that someone is inferring that I'm a layman. And to me, that hurts. It burns.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steakhouse. I also have a son. I've got a family, and I try to be a great father. I think when you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, know that this is a family place. And right now, I'm dealing with an issue with my son.
We want to put our meat in your...
I know this is bothering you.
Well, it does bother you, Phil, because from the standpoint, I've been a success at everything in my life. Everything that I've touched. You know, knock wood. Everything that I've touched has turned to gold, and I'm not going to be a father that fails either. My son is going to learn not to see me. And the other thing that you have to understand, this is an SLR McLaren that I've got. That's a $350,000 car. I rooster-tailed that thing. I mean, I did a little bit of a Brody in that water, and I got a nice sheet of water on that kid in a $350,000 car. Now, you have to respect what that does to the lining of the brakes, what that's going to do to the undercarriage. Excuse me. Oh,
I got the same thing, man. Allergy?
Well, it's the cold that's coming on. What that does to the lining of the brakes, what that does to the wiring... And after I put that automobile through that, my son turns around and apologizes to this kid. Now, why did he do that?
Well, he apologized to the boy because the kid has got this disease. Do you know that cystic fibrosis is generally fatal?
Yes, I am aware of that. Yes, I am. And I'm not... Look, if the boy is going to die, that young man, Why don't you think I did him a favor? In other words,
how did you do him a favor?
By letting him live a little.
By getting a sheet of muddy water all over him on his way home.
You know, Phil, if you think that's the worst thing in life, let me tell you something. I got a few books on World War II you should read, and some of the places that I saw where they put people into camps. You should see the pictures.
I'm well aware of that, man. This is not a comparison I want to start using World War II for, okay? That seems to be the big comparison everybody wants to make. Let me go to Glenda. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, ma'am. Glenda?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I just want to tell Ted, you know, it's great that you want to bond with your son, and apparently, you know, you're not going to have any problems there, but you just picked the wrong thing to do to try and bond with him, and I think you should commend him for the fact that, you know, admit maybe I was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, and,
I would love to do that. I would love to be able to say that to my son if it was the truth.
Yeah, you see, that you're the problem because you don't think you've done anything wrong.
Well,
so now you're going to punish your son because you think he's done something wrong.
What I did wrong, I got the kid wet. All right. But let me ask you something. You were young once. I was young once. What's wrong with some guy driving by a puddle and splashing you with water?
You know what, man? As a pedestrian, that bothers me.
What did you say?
Well, one thing, you know, if it was a friend of yours and you knew him and you're like, hey, son, hey, this is so-and-so over here. Watch what I do to him. That's one thing.
My son knew him.
This is a kid. It don't matter if your son knew him. Your son wasn't driving. He's not the one that splashed him. So it wasn't
funny
to
him. Well, he said the kid was weird.
It don't matter if he's weird, you know. What's weird to him, it may not be weird to somebody else. It doesn't matter. I just think that you know, he didn't think it was the right thing to do, and he apologized to the kid because he felt bad about it. So don't go punishing him because
I don't mean anything by this, honestly, but where we live, the roads are paved.
Right.
And one of the things that...
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
That didn't bother me.
Okay. All right. Am I going to sound stupid if I ask this?
What?
Are the roads paved where she lives?
Yeah, most of them.
Well, what are you laughing about? I took from your accent you might be rural.
Yeah. Well, maybe I am. I'm from a city.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So we have paved. So you don't you have puddles you drive through? And I'm telling you, it's a scream and a half.
I try not.
You know what, man? Of all the things in the world to do, splashing a pedestrian with a puddle is one of the stupidest things that...
Whoa. Phil, you got to understand, I'm Ted Bell. I built a steakhouse.
It don't matter if you're Jesus Christ, you know. It don't matter. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
Well, first of all, Jesus Christ...
We don't need to talk about Jesus Christ. You just brought up Jesus Christ,
so let's go all the way with it. Jesus isn't going to make a rooster tail. He's going to walk right over that water, isn't he? Huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
He sure wouldn't be splashing it on somebody.
He's not going to be splashing it on anybody because he's Jesus, and he believed in all of that love stuff. But I live in the real world. I don't live in the world Jesus lived in.
So every time you see a little kid walking by, if you got your son with you and there's a puddle of water, you're going to splash it?
No. This kid had cystic fibrosis, and apparently he was freaking out some of the kids.
Well, what difference does that make?
Yeah.
He's dragging around oxygen or something.
Is that his fault? He has to do that? You know, you didn't know all this when you splashed him, so it really is not part of the problem.
Well, ma'am, what kind of a rooster tail are you going to make with a Yugo, you know?
I drive a Yugo. Okay, so I'm not in the same class as you,
I'm just saying I'm Ted Bell.
Big deal, big friggin' deal. You know, am I supposed to bat on kids?
My name happens to be Ted Bell. I've started, and
I wouldn't go on public radio telling people that I did what you've done. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Everybody knows me, and they know that I am a man who...
You can do no wrong.
No, they just know I'm a man who has a good time. I know a good laugh. I love to laugh.
Well, that'll come back and haunt you one day. If you punish your kids,
Phil, you got some real party animals calling your show. Here I am out to have a couple of laughs, and here comes wet blanket number one. Well, you know, you're not allowed to do this.
You splashed a little boy. You know that
you
cystic fibrosis.
You're wanting your son to look up to you for doing that is a problem.
Ma'am, listen to this. You hear this? Okay, listen to this.
Yeah, okay.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's me.
Right.
Okay, I'm good. They're singing about me. Anybody singing about you? Okay.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Got to hit the jingle.
No, Phil, can I say something?
Yeah.
You know, I've been on your program now for many years, and you know me as a father and as a business owner. I'm getting from a lot of people that they're not parents because they don't understand the challenge that faces me with Josh, whereby this is a young man who is not going to be prepared for life if he is not ready to recognize that his father is Ted Bell and that he's going to put... Listen to this. Okay, you hear this?
Yes, it's your jingle.
All right, but as I play this, Ted's of Beverly Hills, that restaurant... Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay, that restaurant, my father drank the profits up. I had to bring it back, and I did. And now it's number one on the West Coast.
Here at 10,
after my father drank up the profits.
So it was successful when your dad had it?
Oh, absolutely. But my father was an alcoholic. I took it over single-handedly as a 25-year-old young man right out of college, turned it around. Now I've got a son. And you don't think that I'm going to have a son who's going to be a, and I don't want to use the word, P-U-S, and you know the rest of it.
Yes, okay, I know the rest. That's what you think he is, because he went and apologized to this child who...
Wait, he's a 12-year-old boy. You're talking about him like he's an infant.
All right, but the kid had cystic fibrosis. It is a respiratory ailment.
Wait a second. Why do you keep bringing up the kid with this fibrosis? What about me and the bonding that I want to do with my...
Yes, you. I know about you.
See, okay, I'm going to have to play it again.
Ted.
No, hold on. I'm the sponsor.
Ted.
Of Beverly Hills. See?
All right, let me take a call. 1-800-449-8686. Barbara, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I felt so compelled to call because I think this guy is such a jerk. What he did was not...
Oh, I think that's very rude.
It was not cool. It was cruel. You don't do that to anyone, especially a child.
Are you telling me that getting wet is... Well, I don't know how that's cruel. The kids love to get wet.
It's cruel to do that to a child.
Ma'am, did you ever play in the sprinklers as a kid? Of course you did. We all did. Okay.
You weren't playing. You were being cruel to that child.
How is that cruel?
And you gave your son a bad example of what a father does. That was, and you should apologize to your son.
Well, I think what we have here, Phil, this is a female perspective. Number one, every young man likes to roughhouse with another young man. They like to wrestle.
You spit on each other.
You know that boys spit on each other for fun? You know that, don't you? Do you know that young men for fun urinate on each other?
Wait a minute, man.
Come on. You know that young
you
men...
No, wait a minute, man. I mean, young guys roughhouse, yeah.
Well, the boys roughhouse. What does that have to do
with roughhouse.
What you did? No, you did not.
It's roughhousing.
You showed him how to be cruel to a child.
Wait a minute. You keep going with this child thing. So one of the problems that young men have today is they come from single-parent households. And guess who that single parent is? You got it. A female. Nothing wrong with that. But they need men in their lives.
You're
to
teaching
know
your
how
child
to
be inconsiderate
splash
to
a
people,
kid.
And your child did a very grown-up thing and apologized to that boy. And you should apologize to your son and tell him, "I'm very sorry. What I did to that boy was not cool, and I'm very sorry for what I did." And for
I'd
you
like,
to punish your child
see, that's
for
you.
Apologizing is just that's terrible.
It's not. No, I'm not. I'm not punishing him for apologizing. I'm punishing him for not recognizing that what I did. I was bonding with it.
Was not cool.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to do it again.
What is wrong with you to think that something like that is cool?
Let me ask you something, ma'am, and I don't mean any disrespect, but are you for real?
Are you for real?
No, are you for real?
I've been listening to you for 10 minutes, and I think, my God, this guy is such a jerk.
You want to know something? I'm going to have to do it. You forced me to do it.
Do what? Punish
Please.
Your child?
No, listen to this.
Ted,
well, ma'am, I'm the sponsor of this program.
It doesn't mean that you have a
we'll
right.
Sponsor the program.
I sponsor
What's
the program.
Do?
Okay, you know what?
I'm so impressed with you and your $350,000 car. You are a jerk, and because you have money, you think you can treat people that way?
You know what?
That is no way.
I don't know who you are, but I guarantee I'll hear you coming through the door, and you are 86 from my restaurant. All you got to do is open your mouth and say, table for two. You won't even get two out. You can laugh if you want.
You're scaring me to death.
You know, ma'am, the point is this. I sponsor this program. I'm trying to show parents how to have fun with their kids.
I don't think anybody's a parent like you.
The kid's not retarded. He's got cystic fibrosis.
All right, if the kid's got cystic fibrosis, then the kid becomes all of a sudden soft. Why? Because his mother doesn't want him getting his feet wet, and he's got to go out wearing his rubbers.
I have never heard anybody like you. It's amazing.
Okay, can we hang up on her, Phil?
I will be the judge of that, okay?
All right, well.
Phil, I'm going. He's a
jerk. All right. Ted's
of
Beverly Hills. Hold on for a minute. Ma'am, how does it feel not ever getting a piece of my potato tree? Yeah, see, she's got nothing to say to that. She's stunned.
What do you mean? I mean,
which she's never coming into my restaurant.
How can you 86 somebody you've never met?
I can. The way she was twanging along there, as soon as I hear her coming in, I'll hear something along the lines of, can you valet park my truck? I'll hear that, and I'll go, yep, there she is. And I think I'll even... Boy, I tell you. You know, Phil, I love Josh more than life itself. He's the greatest gift that was given to Marcy and I. And I'm sorry for the little Lockhart kid. I'm sorry he's going to be dead by the time he's 26. Is that my fault? You going to blame me?
Look at...
Didn't you say that cystic fibrosis kids die?
It is a fatal disease. Often, yes, it is.
Okay. Is that my fault that the kid's going to die?
No, it isn't, man. But the time that the kid's spending on this planet maybe can make it a little bit more pleasant.
Oh, so I give the kid a little splash with some muddy water.
Muddy water on a rainy Southern Cali... Boy, I'll tell you something. When it rains here, man, it rains. Houses go away. You know?
What are you talking about? What's that got to do with some kid that's pulling a tank of oxygen?
What I'm saying is that it muddy freaking city water splashed on you.
Did you run through the sprinklers as a kid, or were you one of those kids that was sickly? You know, now I get it. Now it's all clear.
Well, no, wait a minute.
No, you stayed indoors on a sunny day while your mother took your temperature, and all the other kids were outside playing football, stickball, and you're in bed, your mother patting your forehead, taking your temperature rectally.
Turn that off, bud.
No, I don't want him to.
Turn it off.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, that was uncalled for. Hector, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, just I was listening to this guy. You know, I understand what he's trying to say. You know,
Thank
he wants
you.
To bond with his child, and I respect that. But he has to respect other people, too, and that includes this kid that, you know, that was just standing there. He had no idea what was going to happen. All of a sudden, he drives up in his $5 car, and he decides that it's cool to do that. Just because his son told him he was a little weird.
Well, can I ask you something, Hector? How come we keep coming back to the kid that got...
Because
got
in reality, that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with you or your child. You can bond with him on your own time without hurting other people. And you did hurt this kid by doing that to him.
Well, how did I hurt the... First of all,
you got him wet. Second of all, you probably scared the hell out of him because he was just standing there.
Well,
put yourself in his shoes. How would you like if somebody did that to your child?
Look, are you in the L.A.
I'm
area?
I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate that.
Are you in the L.A. area?
Just like his parents didn't appreciate him showing up all wet at his house.
Well, hold on, sir. Do you know it's been raining in Los Angeles lately, okay? Now, when it rains, what happens?
I know what you're trying to say, but L.A.
You get wet.
Or Timbuktu or wherever it might be, you still can't treat people just because, you know, you're a successful person. You can't treat people like dirt.
All right, I tell you what I'm going to do. And I'll ask you this, Mr. Henry, and I'll ask Hector as a representative of your audience. Would everyone calm down about this kid with the fibrosis if I gave him a free baseball steak on me at Ted's?
It's not about what you can give him. It's about how you can treat other people and maybe make yourself a whole lot better person
than you already are,
because I commend you. I mean, you did good with your business. I respect that.
I appreciate that.
I respect that in you.
Thank you.
But you need to understand that everybody's human also. You need to respect other people.
I've just said I'm going to treat the kid to a baseball steak.
It would be better. I mean, your son did it best. He went up there and he apologized. He showed to be a bigger man than you were just by doing that. And I don't mean no disrespect to you because I'm sure you went through your problems in life and you came out on top.
You don't work for me, do you?
What's that?
You don't work for me. Do you don't park cars for me?
I couldn't mean, work for you. I'd probably do something. I couldn't work for you.
Well, what do you mean?
I'll be honest about that.
I'd find you with your hand in the till. All right, you're right. I would. I would fire you.
But yeah, you probably would because I'd probably have my boot in your butt. But anyway, it's not about me or you.
That was a very gay thing that you said.
It's about what you did. I mean, and you know that your son, he's a young kid,
and he
realized that it was wrong. How obvious was that?
Ted, what we're asking, and I simply want to say this. When your boy goes to a kid and says, you know, I'm sorry that we got you wet, doesn't that make you feel proud?
Proud of what?
Proud that your young man would have some humanity and...
Have humanity? My son had so much humanity that in my hour of need, he left me with ashes in my hand.
What does that mean, man?
It means that I wanted to be cool, and instead, he turns his back on me and figuratively rooster-tailed me. See, by going down to the kid with the oxygen, and
this Lockhart kid.
Yeah, and saying, "I'm sorry that my dad did this to you, Hector."
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to this.
Will you stop it already?
No, but that's exactly who I am. I'm
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I know what you are. You're probably just full of yourself is what the problem is.
Yeah, that's right. I'm full of myself.
And you're teaching your child
a whole lot of zeros are. That's...
I mean, he might be successful in life, but later on, he probably won't be able to stand himself, just like you probably can't stand yourself right now.
Yes, that's Hector, one of our satisfied customers.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This is Ted Bell, and I am very frustrated with the responses that I'm getting on this program tonight. You can hear by this jingle that I am a sponsor. And I would hope that that would...
Well, you're talking over your commercial.
Well, doesn't the kid tell me when I should talk?
You've been talking over that commercial, and I'm sorry that you're disappointed in the responses you're getting. You came on and said, how should I punish my son?
And the question remains, how should I punish him for not recognizing that probably the best thing that happened to that boy was to get a good splash of water on him from a, you know, from a car going by and hitting the gutter. And, look, cystic fibrosis, you told me, generally kills kids, right?
Yes.
All right. So, let me ask you this, and this is going to be, I'm sure I'll be condemned for saying this. If that boy were to die from pneumonia tomorrow from the water that I splashed on him, in other words, what's the big, I'm not saying what's the loss.
He has a family. He has people that love him. He has more, he has, whatever life is left to him, he's going to live it.
Yes, and I'm helping him live it by going... Do you realize that kid got hit with a rooster tail of gutter water from a McLaren SLR?
So what, man?
Oh, boy. Boy, do I feel sorry for you. You don't know what a McLaren SLR is.
Yes, I do, Ted. You want to know how I know? Because you bought one, and you told me all about it.
Yeah, you blow it off like it's no big deal. 400 G's worth of automobile. You and my son, boy, the two of you would make a great pair. Like Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot, in skirts and lipstick.
Turn that off, bud.
I'm supposed to play it when he gets mad.
I told that retard to play it.
Come on down.
Don't call my intern a retard, okay?
Oh, well. Look at you. Boy, you sure have come up in class, haven't you?
What are you talking about? I got a break now? I can't take a call?
Maybe a break.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Do you like cigars?
I'm not really a big fan of cigars.
Well, I want to tell you, I've learned a lot about cigars in the last 6 months. I've started smoking cigars. I'll tell you a little bit about them.
Let me get to a couple more calls here. Tom, you're on The Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, that's great. Hey, I'm a father myself. I have a son. And I think bonding is very important, but I think there's other ways of bonding besides doing something like what he did. I understand that he's trying to bond with his son, and that's great. But there's other ways of doing it. You know, I think there's an ego problem.
Well, sir, can you tell me what was wrong with what I did, other than that I got some kid wet, who nobody would care if he got wet if he didn't have this 65 roses or whatever it's called.
Cystic fibrosis.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I also believe in what comes around goes around, and things like that that happen, it's going to come back to you somehow, and not in a good way. You know?
Guess what? It's already come back to me because I've been splashed by water from cars about 6 times. Jesus. Are you trying to tell me that...
You did that to a little boy. Now,
oh, everybody with the little boy thing. You know, what about me? Can we stop talking about this kid who gets Make-A-Wish Foundation, hangs out with all those movie stars, all those real beautiful chicks, you know... Do you like cigars, sir?
Well, I don't smoke. But you know, if there's an event or something, like my daughter's had a baby or something, yeah, sure, I'll have a cigar.
You don't smoke, huh?
Rarely. Rarely.
Have you ever pole smoked? No, I'm just kidding about that. Let me, I want to tell both of you guys about a great cigar I found the other day, Phil. You really got to try it. It's called a White Owl. White Owl. Have you heard of it?
But you know what?
Yeah,
going back to what we're actually there for.
What's that?
Actually, what I called for.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, he wants to talk about the kid.
No, I'm not going to talk
White
about
Owl
the kid.
Is a,
White Owl is garbage.
No, White Owl is a great cigar. It really is.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd have to.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.